Yeah, come on, son. It's tired. Okay, let's begin, guys. Let's begin. Okay, we got to start the new sugya. There's two things, though, I want to start with, two ha'oras that I want to start with, and before we start the next sugya. And that is the following. The Gemara has the kasha on daf lamed gimelum beis. Gemara has the kasha, but daf lamed gimelum beis. When you take the berries, when you take the berries off, it says about masakin monet. About masakin monet. What does masakin monet mean? So according to Rashi and Tosis, it's nisad rabbanan. So Avram, I wanted to just point out, please get it down. Bnei Yeshua asks, what kind of kasha is that? And this is the rabbanan b'makom mitzvah. This is the rabbanan shouldn't get off the ground. So what's the Gemara's kasha of masakin monet? What do you mean by masakin monet? According to Rashi Tosis, the Isser is only drobonon. So if it's a nisad drobonon, but makom mitzvah, there shouldn't be a nisad drobonon. So what does the Gemara mean by masakin monet? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. How could the Gemara ask about masakin monet? You're not allowed to take berries off the leaves. Donnie, you got me. The Gemara asks masakin monet. If it's a nisad drobonon, but makom mitzvah, a nisad drobonon doesn't get off the ground. So what was the Gemara's kasha? So this is what I want you to get, says the Pnei Yeshua. Avram, you got this? Come on, the Pnei Yeshua asks, the Gemara asks, if I'm a sakin mona, if you take the berries off the leaves, what's the din? You're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, mematin. The Tanakhama says, mematin. Mematin? How could it be mematin? If I'm a sakin mona, you're over a malacha makim epatish. Drobonon. Adrobonon. But in this, the drobonon, but makam mitzvah, you shouldn't get off the ground. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. He's asking on the Gemara's kasha. So what's the terrence? Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Terence is, there's Masha from the Gemara that we already knew there was another Hadas. You could have found another Hadas. So if you could have found another Hadas, then why are you doing this Nisr Rabbanan? Don't tell me Nisr Rabbanan B'makom Mitzvah. Lamaisa, you can use another Hadas that has more leaves than berries. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So already the Gemara already knew already. The Gemara already knew that we're dealing with the situation. And that's talking the Maskanas of Gemara. You have Oshon Achrisi. Therefore, Lamaisa, Kevichal Korcha, Sarich Loimar Shish Lo Hadas Acher. You have to say there's another Hadas. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Otherwise, what's the Gemara's Kasha? This is the Rabbanu Makom Mitzvah shouldn't get off the ground. No, you have another one there. The Meila, that's how the Pnei Yeshua and Lamaisa learns up Shat and Gemara. Okay, that's the first horror I wanted you to get. Again, Ez, you want me to say it again? The Gemara asks, if I'm a Sakin Mane, if you take the berries off the leaves, how can you do it? It's masakin mona. But an isser drobonon, according to Rashi Tosfos. An isser drobonon makom mitzvah shouldn't be an isser. An isser drobonon makom mitzvah shouldn't be an isser. So what's the Gemara's kasha, Akiva? So the Gemara understood there was another hadas that was fine. So why are you going ahead and taking off the berries? That's why the Gemara's asked the kasha. And that goes well with the maskadas of Gemara, but the Gemara said there was another Oshana. So that's the first hara I want you to get. Second hara is a concept called mitoch. Has anyone ever heard of the topic called mitoch? So Gemara Bay Daf Yud Beis. What is the klal of mitoch? Mitoch literally means what? Since. Mitoch literally means since. So what does it mean since? Mitoch. Mitoch shehutra. Mitoch shehutra letzarach. Hutra nami. Shalom Litzar. Ever heard of this?
Yeah.
What is this concept? I'm allowed to carry food on Yontif. Why am I allowed to carry food on Yontif? Because it's Ochel Nefesh. So Mitoch, I'm allowed to carry food on Yontif. I'm allowed to carry what? A Maxer on Yontif. I'm allowed to carry. Now Tosis writes, Tosis says, that's only things that have a Tzorach Yontif. They have to have a Ksas Tzorach Yontif. I can't just stop carrying because I love carrying things. I want to practice, I don't fumble my football. So I carry my football around. That's ridiculous. Okay, Taisa says you need a tzorach ksas. Taisa says you need a little bit of a tzorach. You need tzorach ksas. So since you need a tzorach ksas, Lamaisa, that's the principle of mitoch. That's what Taisa writes. Rashi says you don't need it. It's a principle, I want you to know mitoch. So I saw a very interesting ritva. Ritva asked Akasha here. Beautiful ritva. Ritva asked Akasha here. Why is an isser to take berries off the what? Why is an isser to take berries off the leaves when what? Why don't you see me talk that it's mutter to take the berries off the leaves to eat? You're allowed to take the grapes off the cluster and eat them on Yontif. Mitoch, that's mutter. Let it also be mutter shalol letzorach ochanevish. Namely, the tzorach Yontif for a kasher for mitzvah. For mitzvah ha'ar b'minim. Avram, you got the kasha? Please get it down. The Ritva asked this kasha. The Ritva says, Mitoch. He says he doesn't understand. Why isn't Ritzel lacking an oven? Why don't you just invoke Mitoch? Unbelievable. Unbelievable kasha l'maisa. That's what he asks. He says, V'ikir ha'kasha le'amai lo sharin le'en l'chachila d'neim Mitoch. It's a great kasha. Avram, you got this down? Please get it down, the first order and the second order. You're not writing it down. This is the Ritva. Okay, this is a collector's item, this Ritva. Not well known. I just showed it to Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita right before Shir. What did you hear the Ritva? Why is it in this, sir? Avram, did you write it down? So what's the Teretz? Teretz of the Ritva is even more mechudish. What's the Teretz of the Ritva? That we only allow Mitoch by Malacha that doesn't make a Kli. But Lakita makes it a Kli. So since it makes it a Kli, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, you're just being Makshu the Hadash, the Royal Mitzvah. You're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah when you take it off. You're not going to Mekayim the Mitzvah until you shake the Arba Minim. So he says, Lamaisa, what's the Teretz? You don't say Mitoch in a situation where you're making a Kli. And here you're not fulfilling the Mitzvah at this point, which is a big Pella. Why is that a big Pella? They're not fulfilling the mitzvah at that point. What does that mean? Says the Ran. The Ran also asked the Kasha. What does the Ran ask? The Ran says we don't say Tikkun Kli, we don't say Mitoch. Why is that a Pella? What does the Ritva say at the end? You're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Let's say you would be fulfilling a mitzvah. What's the famous klal? Ein esse doche, lo tasev esse. Does an Israel lav and an esse do malachan yontif? Ein esse doche lav esse. My response to that, the whole thing is a Nisid Rabbanan here, though. My response is, maybe the whole thing is a Nisid Rabbanan, but maybe he held it was a Nisid Yeraisa. Maybe the Ritva held it was a Nisid Yeraisa. Maybe the Ritva held it was a Nisid Yeraisa, like whose Shita? Remember the Mordechai? Remember we said the Mordechai Shita was it was a Nisid Yeraisa? Mordechai Vashem the Rivam? Who else did we say? The Mordechai Vashem the Rivam? Yeah? In the Miri. I'm pointing out the Ritva also is going to hold it a Nisid Yeraisa. Okay? So Lomais, I want you to get this. The Ran asks the same kasha somehow by Masakin Mada, we don't say what? Masakin Mada, we don't say what? Mitoch. Seems like Mitoch we're only going to say on certain malachas. You only say Mitoch on certain malachas. If it's Masakin Kli, you don't say Mitoch. That's their answer. Please get it down. However, that last line where he says, oh, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah now, so what? Even if you would be fulfilling the mitzvah now, an essay is not toch olav essay. The mitzvah of lulav is not doing a lav in an essay. It must be that he's learning that it's in the Nisid Yeraisa. Unless I want a taina, that's what the kasha lamaisa, that's what's so difficult lamaisa. But I know my answer is the elder is Nisid Rabbanan. The Ritveld is the Rabbanan. So in a Hanami, if you would be doing a mitzvah now, it would be doing a Nisid Rabbanan. You're not doing a mitzvah now. You're getting it ready. You understand what I'm saying, Avram? The Ritveld also it's in Nisid Rabbanan. If you were doing a mitzvah, fine, I would allow it. You're not doing a mitzvah now. So what's the answer of the Ritva and the Ran? You don't see me talk by what? Osa Kli. From a second month.
What is that?
You only limit to the Shechita, Inyonim of Ochel Nefesh. Hotza, Shechita, Lomais, that's what we're going to have to say. He says, by you making a Kli, you don't make it. But I want you to get this down. Tosis and Shabbos and Sadi Heyam and Alf, that's a bomb kasha. This is a collector's item. Sadi Heyam and Alf and Tosis and Shabbos, the end of Damascus wrote it. You know what Tosis asks? Should be able to build a house on Yontif. Because what's the told of making cheese? Making cheese is called ma'agabin. What's it a told of? Bona. But it has to do with food. That means any part of bona should be food. So I should be able to build a house on Yontif. Mitoch that I can make cheese, I should also be able to build a house. So you know what Tysus' answer is? There's a collector's item, Tysus. Tysus says the only reason why I can't build a house on Yontif is uvda dechol. Too much of a daily activity, a weekday activity. You're schwitzing too much. The whole thing is the Rabbanan, to build a house on Yontif. Amazing, Tysus. Because as we talked, that you can make cheese, and cheese is, to make Abed is a told of Baina, Memeila can build a house. The only reason why it's us to build a house is Uvda Dechol. Let me ask you a question. Is plucking grapes off the thing of Uvda Dechol? No. We do that on Yontif all the time. So Memeila, we're going to have to say the Ritva's answer. That you don't say Mitoch what? You don't say Mitoch, not because, you don't say Mitoch, but also clean. But I want to just give you the Aruch Lanier's answer, and then we'll chaz over this segment. You got to get this. The Ruch Lanier, Lamais, I gave Musa to Rabbi Sobolovsky, I said, Mitoch, the Tysus, collector's item. get mussar. I can't speak about this. Tucked away in the Ritva. Mitoch. Can't skip it. So listen to this. Listen to this. I couldn't believe this. Doruch Laniris is an amazing answer. Avram, you with me? I'll get to you in a second. What does he say? He says, you only say mitoch when what? When it's mutal l'tzorach nefesh, utanam shalol l'tzorach nefesh. When you're malakit l'tzorach achila, then it's not done tikkun hadas. There's no maisim misakin at all. So it's not shy to say, oh, just like it's mutter where there's no malacha, it should be mutter where there's a malacha. That's ridiculous. Sinning, when you pluck the thing for food, there's no malacha. So it's not shot no mice, oh, since I could carry food, but that's called carrying. Since I could carry food, I could carry my machzor. But when you pluck the grapes, there's no isra of misakin money. Because you're doing it for what? You're doing it for the food. So you can't say, oh, we talk that there's no malacha, it should be mutter when in there, even there's a malacha. That's Doruch Laniris's answer. That's an amazing answer, no? It's an amazing answer. That's Doruch Laniris. That's what he wanted to do. He didn't want to speak about it. He didn't want to speak about Mitoch. Okay, I respect it. He didn't want to speak about Mitoch. But it's a Rishon. It's a Rishon on the Daf. Tucked away, Mitoch. He didn't want to speak about it because the answer is a Mechudish. You don't understand the answer. I still say it. I still say it even though we don't understand it. Completely out of Sof. He says, you don't say Mitoch when it's a Kli. Okay, so let's cause this over, then we'll get to your question now. Again, the Ritva asked, he says, I don't understand why there's an issue to take the berries off. They say, mitoch. Mitoch, that it's mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh. It's mutter l'tzorech nami shalol ochel nefesh. Tzorech mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Ritva and Ron say, we don't say mitoch by what? We don't say mitoch when you make a kli. When you make a kli, you don't say mitoch, yes? Oh, the Ron gives the same answer, but the Ritva says, and also you're not fulfilling a mitzvah now. Mashma, if you would be fulfilling a mitzvah now, would be doicha. Yeah, because all this is only the Rabbanim we're saying. It's only the Rabbanim, lavin and essence, the Rabbanim. So the mitzvah would not, but you're not doing it. What's the answer of what? What's the answer? Tosfos says, based on the gabing, is it told of bonus, you should be able to build a house at Yatav and the Haram? You can't. It's only Uvdu Dechol. It's only Yashka Uvdu Dechol. Aye, this is not Uvdu Dechol, so you have to say the Ritva's answer. And then the Doruch Laniris gives an answer. You don't see me talking because it's mutter and gatsa. If you're doing the tzorach achila, it's from makim and patish. You can't say if he bolt of he bout. Since it's mutter here with his no malacha, it's mutter should be a no malacha. There's no malacha. Yes, go ahead, Avram.
Based on what Chris was said, since you're allowed to do any malacha that has to do with animals, I mean, like killing and trapping animals for alchon nefesh, so is that you would be allowed to, like,
well, trapping, I wouldn't say. Trapping might be different. You're not allowed to fish on Yontif. It's a Mishnah Bay of the third parak, parak Chof Beis and Beis. So let's say Shkita.
So would you be allowed, if you have, like, is there like a flies flying around in your house?
No. Trapping is not permitted. What? Trapping.
You would be allowed to kill it on Yontif?
No, because killing you're not allowed to kill.
But you're allowed to show.
You're allowed to shech lemais, but here there's no tzorach to fly, because it's bothering you, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get over it. Get over it, okay? Get over it. It's not a tzarech. It's not a tzarech. Yeah, we don't assume that. Yeah, we don't assume that. We don't assume that. It needs a tzarech. It needs a real tzarech. That's a chiddush. These are the two R's in one step. And this whole mahalach on mitoch. Now we got to get right in the Gemara. We got to get the mahalach. Yes, go ahead.
So,
shechita
is
a
tzarech. That's allowed to do it?
Shechita you're allowed to do on yontif. Yes. Tzarech ochel nefesh. Shabbos is a malacha. Chayv skila for it.
If you do on
yontif,
do you still do
kisei
adam?
So Mishnah Bay, Bedaf Beis, Mishnah Bay, Bedaf Beis, Bachlis Bisham Bissel, Daf Ches. One Daf Ches of an Alvin Bay discusses at great length. Hi, it's Moksa. So Mark says, get it ready. Get the dirt ready. It's all discussion. Very good. Okay, let's go. What'd you say? Mucha Muchalet Yantan. Excellent, Dr. Dreisinger. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Simi, read the Gemara. Let's go. Simi, read today. Let's go, Simi. Lama Gimel and Beis. Let's see the Mishnah. Let's go slow. We got a lot to do. Go ahead. We got a lot to do. Yeah, let's go. Read the Mishnah. Go ahead. One line at a time. Go ahead. Oh, so what do we say? We say a stolen arava is psul and a dried out one is psul. Yes? It's beferish. Stolen one is a problem. Okay? Now, Rashi points out here. Okay? Rashi points out here on the bottom that the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Holy Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Lamaisa, they dedicated different Mishnayas for all the different minim. We had a Mishnah by Lulav already. We had a Mishnah by Hadas. Now we have a Mishnah by Arava. Yes, Dani? We didn't get up to Esor yet. Why is it that the Tana, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, dedicated Mishnayas for each one of the minim? So please get this down. Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Because each min has its own particulars that the other one does not have. Lulu, for example, has the psul of Sinai Har HaBarzel. Does anyone remember what Sinai Har HaBarzel was?
Where the leaves are don't overlap.
What do you mean they don't overlap?
The leaves of the Lulu don't.
Right, they're spaces. They're spaces. Excellent. Does that psul apply to anything else? Hadas and Baravas? Of course not. So the Mishnah needed to be dedicated on Luluf. What's something that Shaykh Bahadis but not the other three? That there's more berries than leaves. The other things don't have berries. What's the thing by Arava? Arava, there's no Tzifsefa. Tzifsefa doesn't apply to the other three. And what by an Esrog? What does Rashi say in Esrog that doesn't apply to the other three, Izzy? What did Rashi say?
Orla
and what else? Truma. Orla, does Orla, does anyone know what Orla is? First 3 years of fruit tree? And Truma. There's no concept of Orla and Truma by the other three. Please get this down. 1 second, Akiva. Please get this down. It's clear from Rashi, I want you to get this down, that by leaves of the Hadas there is no Din Orla. It's clear from Rashi that on the leaves of a Hadas there is no Din Orla. The Ritva and Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis and Beis writes that it's mutter to smell a Hadas of Orla because Orla does not apply to it. If you're not allowed to smell an orange of Orla because you're getting Hanah from it. But you see that there's no Din Orla. Orla is only on fruits, not on leaves. So you see beferish that there's no din of Orla that applies to Ali Hadas. However, the Rashba writes, that Beis Yosef quotes him, the Rashba in the Tshuva is Chelek Gimel Simen Reish Lamed Dalet, that Beis Yosef quotes him, that it's usher to smell a Hadas Shel Orla. Usher to smell a Hadas Shel Orla. Amazing. It's usher to smell a Hadas Shel Orla. And you know why? I'll tell you why I think it's usher. I think why he means that it's usher to smell a Hadas Shel Orla, because that Orla that he's talking about, that Hadas Tamid has berries on it. And if it has berries on it, it's possible that the Rashba is saying, and this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is that he's referring to the berries of the Hadas, not the leaves. So if you smell the berries of a Hadas that's in the first 3 years of its life, that's Orla, and there it's usher. Regarding Maisrus, is there a chi of Maisrus on berries of a Hadas? The Bartanur and Maisrus Pirik Alf Mishne Gimel says Yechayiv. However, Rabbi Avram Minahar says Truma of Orla Loshayach Ela BeEsrog. Ela BeEsrog. Rabbi Avram Minahar says that Truma and Orla are only Shayach Ela BeEsrog. So please get the Schiddush down. We're saying that the Ali, the leaves of the Hadas, there's no Din Orla. Ritva says it's Mutter to smell. Rashba says it's usher to smell the Hadas Shel Orla. He's only talking about a situation where there are berries on it. The berries of the Hadas, if you're smelling that's an Isra Orla. If there's an Isra Orla, you're not allowed to eat a lot, derive benefit. What about Maisris? What about Maisris and Hadas? Machlis Bartanura and the Rebbe Raminar. Bartanura says, why not? Inve Hadas, they're berries. They should be Chavir. Rebbe Raminar says, no. Chuma and Orla only Shach Be'esrogim. It's a Chiddush. Maybe, I guess you don't view it as a real pre, you view it as tuffel. I don't know why. Maybe he was only referring, maybe the Rebbe Raminar was only referring to a case where there are no berries. I don't know why he assumes it's a machlaikis. He assumes the machlaikis is a part of the Nura and Rebbe Raminar. Why would Rebbe Raminar say those berries are not having too much? Because they're so tuffel, they're not considered a fruit? It's chiddush to me. The way he presents it's a machlaikis. I'm saying no, he's talking about whether there are no berries. Yes, Akiva, you had a kasha. Go ahead. Yes, because they each have their own peculiarities. Since it's their own peculiarities, they need their own category of Mishnayos on their own. Yes, that's correct. That's what Rashi wants to be Mechadish. Okay, good. Excellent. Now, Lamaisa, I want you to get the following. Okay, are you with me, Simi? Yes, yeah, Simi, you got me? What does Yavshu mean? Rove of the leaves have what? Rove of the leaves have dried out. Talking about rove. Now, what about the din of what, Gzela? What do you say? Just like Lulav HaGazel's Pasul the first day, so too Arav HaGzula's Pasul as well. What about Anyant of Sheni? What would you say? It's a Machlokes Amoraim. Just like it's a Machlokes Amoraim by Lulav, it's a Machlokes Amoraim by what? By Harava. That's what the Ran says. Please get this down, though. But the Kapas Tmorim, is Bedayak from Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say to me? Lachem? Akulokoi. What does Akulokoi mean? Davka the Arava of the Arba Minim is there a Psul Gazel. Which Arava has no Psul Gazel? Which Arava? The one you walk around the Mizbeach every day with. And the Arava you take on Hoshana Rabbah. There are three slots of Aravas. Arava and Arba Minim. Arava you walk around the Mizbeach. And Arava and Hoshana Shabbah. The Hoshana Rabbah. The last two, there's no Psul of Gzezel. Wow. That's a tremendous Kiddush. Because Arava has no time for Rech. Represents the Jews. They have no Torah, no Chesed. People don't care about them. So they're Moichel and everything. Take whatever you want. Take whatever you want. There's no Gzezel by those types of Aravas. So Gzeres are kosov only by the one in the Arba Minim Yilachem. But the other two, there's no problem at all. Unbelievable Kiddush. Unbelievable Kiddush. Oh, now, Lamaisa, why is it Simi that Arava Ayovich is possible? So that we know by Esrog it's his Priyetz Hadar. So the Din Hadar applies to the other three bases in Hekesh. According to Rashi, what's the reason? Zeke Levi Anveilu. Anveilu B'mitzvahs. Yes? Okay, next nine in the Mishnah. Let's go. What do you got? Shalasher is what? It was bowed down, it was deified of Odazor. Next one? What's an Irani Dachas? Skimming. We don't skim. What is Irani Dachas? You have an idolatrous city. You have an idolatrous city. Yes, excellent, Donnie. But what happens to the people that are what? The city, the people that do the Avodazar, what do they get? The people that are convinced get what? Sayef. Their head is cut off. Herik. The people that convince them get what? Get Skila, the Madichim. The Mudachim, the guys who are convinced, get what? Sayef. The convincers get what? Skila. But what happens to all the property? Burnt up. The guys that are what? The guys that are madichim. Everyone's gathered together. Everyone's property together and burned in the middle of the street. Okay, so that's the chiddush. It's considered to be psula. Yeah, quickly, Avram. What do you say?
The madichim don't have an mesis.
No, mesis is an individual, not in a city of idolaters. Very important. Mesis is different than erendi dachas. I'm glad he asked me that. Different chilukim. The Gemara and Sugi b'Sanhedrin have kufir aleph. Sugi and Sanhedrin always going back and forth. Excellent. Okay, next din. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, Sinri. I knew you could do it. Go ahead. Let's go. Naktam Rosha. What's Naktam Rosha mean? Let's get it. That's dafkif to what? The stem is what? The stem is cut off. What happens if the upper leaves are cut off? What's the din? Ksheira. Only a lulav do you say the upper ones, because a lulav's leaves point upward. So if a lulav's leaves point upward and they get cut off, you're done. You're a puzzle. Whereas a hadas and a rava, they go to the side, the leaves. So Lamais only Naktam Rosha is the stem is cut off, but the leaves are fine. Who argues on this? That's the sheet of who? That's the sheet of the Rosh and Simon Beis. The Meiri argues, says, who would deny me that if the leaves are cut off of the rava, they're also puzzle, or of the hadas? Okay? So it's a Malay's Rosh and Meiri. Do we say Naktam Rosha applies only to the stem, or does it apply also to the leaves? Okay, very good. Next thing. Nifritzu, let's go. What does Nifritzu mean? What is Nifritzu? Nifritzu means they fell off. Yes? They fell off. So Rashi says that. Lagabi Lulu and Hodas, Lagabi Arava, he doesn't say a word. Notice Rashi and the Mishnah said nothing about Nifritzu. He only commented earlier on Lulu and Hodas. Why was he quiet? So the Rosh writes in Simon Yud Gimel, let's get it down, Avram. You getting this down? Mm-hmm. You got it in your notebook?
Yeah.
The Rosh says in Simon Yud Gimel that Rashi says Nifritzu means what? All three means they fell off. But what does he add on, the Rosh says? That also the ones who say Nifritzu means referring to what? That the leaves were split into two, yes? Hadas and Arava, you could say Nishru. That's what the Rosh adds on. Meaning, even if you say Nifritzu by Lulav and what? Hadas meant split, not fell off. Here they're going to agree that what? And even if they say by Lulav it means split, by Hadas and Arava it means what fell off. Correct. Now what did Taisa say? Taisa and Nifritzu and the Chav Tesmeh said it split. So the Ron and the Miri say even by Arava you could say it split too as well. Okay? Please get that down. Ron and Miri says it means split off. Okay, that's what they say. What the Magi Mishnah claim in the Rambam? Perachas halacha what? Halacha vav. Then what did the Rambam say? It was nildalu. It's draping off the shedra but didn't yet fall off completely. That's what the Magi Mishnah, excellent Donnie. That's what he said is possible. Yes. That's what Nifritzu means. Nifritzu means psula, that it's dangling. Dangling off but didn't fall off completely. So there are three pshatim. Either it means the stem, either it means fell off the leaves, either it means what? Split into two, or either it means what? Dangling off. That's what the Maisa, the Miri says. Magimishu wants to say the pshat and the Rambam is halacha l'maisa. There basically are three pshatim that we want to tighten. Okay? We got that? Let me chazer over that segment. What is Nishru mean? What is Nifritzu? Nishru means fell off. So the Rush writes, Rashi says nothing here. So the Rush writes, Rashi said, it meant fell off, Lamaisa. He says, but all three means, it means Nishru. And even those who say Nifritzu means split, they said that by Lula, by Hadas Arava, they say it means fell off. Taisa says it was split into two. The Ransan Miri says that's also by Arava, it was split into two. But then there's a last shot, Makin Nishti, B'Shem the Ram, that is dangling. Not just split, it's Mamish dangling. It's a little bit more. It's a little nitkun legamri, but it's mamish dangling. Okay. Fine. This is what we want to tie the Magen Avraham and Siman Tov Reish Mem Zayin Sifkon Beis Yishu Machmer all pshatim. Because our Ravas are Matsuris. How hard is it to get an Arava? Get an Arava that's good with everything. How hard is it to get an Arava? Right? Don't be lazy. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out this. I wanted to point out to you. He doesn't know why anyone didn't make a business yet. L'chadchila, I found it. I'm selling my Aravas that are by the brook. You're supposed to have by a brook or by a river. $50 Aravas. Why not? We'll make $1 million, right? You make a business. You sit and learn all year. Aravas sim, you'll open the business right after you graduate. Sai Sims, entrepreneur. Aravas that are from a brook or from a river, Donnie. You got it? There it is. Donnie, that's your new business. You got me?
Got it.
You got it? You sell a special $50 Aravas that are sold by the river. East River, Harlem River. That's where they're sold. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say? It's a lechachil with yiraisa minchasinuch. Yeah, it's a higher level. Minchasinuch has like that.
We don't pass like that, do we?
Minchasinuch says lechachil. It's a lechachil with yiraisa. Okay, next one. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, Simi. You're doing a great job. I knew you could do it. Go ahead. You have tzafsafa. Oh, what's a tzafsafa? So what do we say that meant? So Rashi says it's a type of arava, but it's problematic because it has round leaves. Also, I think it's segregated. We'll see when we get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it today. But Rashi, suffice it to say, it's round leaves. It's round. Whereas we have them, they're very narrow, those ones. Now, the fact that it's included in Mishnayos, does that imply that it's a min arava or not? Rashi says it is. A min arava. Zolti points out that's why what? The Hadas Shoita wasn't in the Mishnayos because the Meshuggah Hadas. It's not a min Hadas. However, not everyone agrees to that. Please get it down. The Rambam in Pirik, Zion al-Khadalid in Ilchas Lulav. And the Meiri writes that it's not a min arava, it's a min acher. That's domal arava. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, Mishnah Brura. Magen Avraham simitof reish mem tes sifkon chavav. Mishnah Brura simitof reish mem zam sifkon dal. They actually say it's not a min arava. So once you get that Rambam down, you got it now, Avram? Perek Zion alocha dal. It's not a min arava. It's not considered to be a min arava. Okay, finish it up. Finish the Mishnah. Go ahead, what?
Kemusha.
What's Kemusha? One thing at a time. It's withering. Withering. Now, we had that earlier, do you remember? What did we say earlier by withering? We said Beferish, Kamushim Lamaisa, is usually that it's withered. Now, the Gemara said earlier that a withered one was kosher, only Yavish was puzzle. Here the Mishnah says a withered one is kosher. Why? Because Lamaisa, Dafka Ba'arava, because it withers much more than other minim. So, therefore, the Mishnah wants to go out of its way and say if it's still withered, it's still kosher. That's how the Ritva says it. And Chavtes and Mizmaska Nifritzu in the Ran. The Miri writes that when the Arava is withered, it's carved Yabish, but still kosher. And the Ran and Dirmaska Kusha points out the Chiddush by Arava is because it's Arve Nachal. So I would have thought that withered is not like an Arava that grows by the brook, but not by the river because it's moist usually over there. And if it's withered, maybe it's not good. Kamashman is still good. Withered one is still kosher. Okay. Now we should also comment Lamais on the Lashon Psula. Lulav shenaktam rosh of shnirtzu lav is pasuk is not hader. Is that correct? It's not hader. What is the reason why lulav shenaktam rosh of shnirtzu lav is problem? It's not hader. What did the Ritva say? All the other dinim lamais are shavim b'din psulim, but there's a difference if they're written in the Mishnayos. Okay. So nifritzu alav, he says pasuk is no ain shmo alav. You follow me? Ain shmo alav. It's also not called an arava. The tzafs of his pasuk lamais is bar b'gamar. So in other words, the Ritva uses arvim rishavim b'din psulim. But there's a difference that if they're written in Mishnayos, the reasoning why they're puzzled might be a little bit different. So he wants to say that maybe ain't Shmo Olav, it's a Nifritzu Olav. Okay. Fine. Finish up the Mishnah. Nishru. What does Nishru Mitzalah mean? Only some of the leaves have fallen off. What does it say? It says it's kosher. The Rosh and Simon Yud Gimel. The Rosh and Simon Yud Gimel quotes out the Rishon. The Nifritzu means what? Nishru. So Nishru means what? What does Nishu usually mean? A mute. Usually means a mute. Rov Olam, I have no Chanam Makom, are still on the place. So what does Nifritsu mean? Nifritsu means what? Rov. Rov have fallen off. That's a beautiful shot of the rush. But what does his son say? The tour. The tour in Simitof Reish Mem Zion quotes B'Shem Labal Itter. Even if there's only one stem, one leaf, and one stalk, it's kosher. That's what the Riyadh says. Amazing. Unbelievable. Only if you're left a little bit. When it says literally, Nishu mixes Allah, means you had one leaf on one row. That's enough to be kosher. Wow. Tremendous Kiddush. Okay, finish it. You got the Kiddush. Finish up the Mishnah. Oh, what's a Baal? Someone asked me, is it Avodah Zarah Chas V'Sholom? Baal was an Avodah Zarah in the Navi. Everyone wants to know, Law Baishan Laman, I just taught the guys in the show that this bit. The worst question in learning is the one you don't ask. So the guy asked me this morning, is Baal Avodah Zarah? No, it's not a, in Navi it's Avodah Zarah. Here it's referring to what? What is a Baal? A Baal is a field that doesn't need irrigation, like Dr. Jising is saying. Dr. Jising comes every day. Every day, Mamish, a marker, a walking Sefer Torah, a Musar Haskell tolerance. Lamaisa, Musar Haskell. What does it mean, Shal Baal? The third, Rabbi Spear is a Rabbi Frisch. Michael Schmidt is an actuary. Dr. Johnson is a psychologist. Expert psychologist, helping people all his whole life. What does it mean, Shal Baal? Shal Baal means you don't need irrigation. You don't need a hose. All you need is rainwater. It says it's Ksheva. Now, please get this. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Simi, let's go. We got it? That's the Mishnah. That's how you learn up Mishnayis, guys. You learn a Mishnah, Ba'amkis, Ba'amkis. Yes, Avram.
If you grow an araba,
yes,
like you take the branch and grow it, and then you plant it and you tend to it, would that be kosher or kosher? Because we haven't mentioned if you...
A regular araba? Willow branch? What's wrong? Of course it's kosher. It's a willow branch. It's a willow branch is kosher, no doubt.
No, because the baal is the field that doesn't need irrigation, but it's the field maybe you need a... If you need to water it and everything...
Usually the fields of the little branches are not irrigated. You know what irrigated means. You hose it, you know, they're irrigated, rows of water. Most fields are not irrigated. Irrigation is a fancy type of thing. Hydroponics, you know what I mean? Hydroponics, those, you don't have that. You're talking about regular willow branches from a regular field. Good, it's good. Many people have willow branch trees in the backyard. Just got to make sure it's the min, not safsafa. Okay, let's start. Go ahead, let's see. Ton Rabbah, we learn Bryce. Go ahead. There it is. Arve Nacha, willow branches that grow by the river, that grow on a river. Amazing. So I want you to get this. What happens if it doesn't grow on by the river? Is it Ksheira or not? So the Mishnah said, Shel Baal is Ksheira. Like you just said. It wasn't by a brook, and it's still Ksheira. So get it down, it's Kosher, because we're going to learn our Ravid Loshen Rabin. But the Kappas Tamarim says like this. Read on in the Gemara. Go ahead. Dover Acher. Wow, its leaf is extended like a brook. You know how like a brook is like long? What happens round? Like a tzavtzafa? It's psula. Everyone got this? See that? It's round, it's psula. And if it's long and narrow, it's ksheira. So those are two drushes you learn out from there. Go ahead, vayta tanyidach. Another brisa. The first brisa had two pshatim. Tanyidach, another brisa. Go ahead. Read again, tanyidach. Tanyidach. No, Eli El Arve Nacha. It grows by a river, brook. However, period. Shabal. Oh, you read on. Shabal. Yeah, you don't want to read the word Shabal? I didn't hear you. Go ahead, read again. I didn't hear it. Oh, go ahead, Tamil Omar. All types of Arve Nacha are good. Excellent. Go ahead, Arba Shol.
Arba Shol over.
Beautiful. Abishol is a Tana, great Tana. He says, Arvi is a different drasha. One is for Makful Mitzar B'minim, with the Lulav and Esrog and Adasim and Arava. The other one is to take it around, to walk around the Bais HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, with what? With an Arava. Yes? Frek the Gemara, go ahead.
Rabbanon,
Lemitash, Minal, Luhu. How do you know, how do the Rabbanon know Mikdash? How do the Rabbanon know you do Arava and Mikdash? Let's get it. What does Chilch Sekemir Lu mean? Dani? Halach Lamosha? Misina. What are the five ways you learn how to Din D'Oraisa? We said it numerous times this year. A Pasuk, Svara, Yud Gimel Midos, Taktim, historical precedence, and what else? Halach Lamosha Misina. The things that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu. Five things. Pasuk, Svara, Yogimu Miros, Taknim, historical precedence, Tyson Sedan, Samachasim Beis, says the way that we, many Dinim of Gerish, the way Klai Yisrael converted our Sinai. And number five is Halacha Moshe Mishim Sinai. So how does the Rabbanah know they do the Arav around his Bech? Halacha Moshe Mishim Sinai. Go ahead, Amar what?
The Amar of Asi.
Amar of Yechanan.
Esner Tios.
There are 10 saplings. What are the 10 saplings?
Arava.
You're not allowed to what? Normally, it's a din of Tosef Shvis. Are you allowed to plant and sow during the? Are you allowed to plant and plow on Shvis year in Eretz Yisrael? Yes or no? It's pasuk in the Chumash. It's an Isser. You're not allowed to even do it the 30 days before Shvis starts. It's called Tosef Shvis. But there's a special heter. What's that special heter? That if you have 10 small saplings within the area of 50 amas by 50 amas, you're allowed to what? Plow around it. Up until Rosh Hashanah. Meaning up until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do that quadrant in order that they won't dry out. Even though the rest of Harish is also because of Tosef Shviz. That's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So you see, Tosef Shviz is the Araisa, but built in that is a special heter. If you have 10 saplings in a 50 by 50 amah radius, then it's considered to be permissible to what? Plant. You're allowed to have Tosef Shviz. Halacha l'moshe. You got it? That's the first one. Go ahead, Simi. Arava. Arava is the second halacha l'moshe, walking around the Mizbeach, right with the Arava. What's number three? Right. All those three things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You got that? All those three things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So you see b'feirish, let's get it down. You see b'feirish that there's a halacha of Aravas that we learned. So I want you to get this now. Okay, let's get it then. What's the din halacha l'moshe? What's the din halacha l'moshe? If you want, if you have an arava that wasn't grown by the brook, it's kshera. How do you know? Because it says what? Shalbal is kshera. Avram says shalbal is kshera. So how do you know if it's on the brook? If it's not on the brook, it's kshera. Points out the kapas tomorrow. What is the difference between the two lashonos and the brisa? The first brisa. Simi, the first brisa you read had two lashonos. Tan Rabbanu was arve nachal gdolin alanachal. What was the davar acher? That it was round like a what? Cannot be round. It's got to be long like a brook. What's the difference between the two lishonos, according to Shitas Rashi?
It's comparing to everyone saying down
the
river.
But even more than that, Donnie, very good. The first lashon holds that the pasuk Arve Nachal learns that what? The Iker Mitzvah is growing it by the brook. The Arava Shabbat is really secondary. It's B'diyevit from the Ribui Aravi. But according to the first lashon, Donnie, what's the best one? The brook one. Yes? What about according to the second brisa, the second lashon? Not the second brisa, the second lashon. Please get that down, Adam. The second lashon, what do you say? Areva shalbah will be kshera lechachila. Because Arve Nachal excludes what? Sifsuf! Arve Nachal excludes Sifsuf. You follow me? So if I ask you, what's the difference between the two lashonos and the first brisa? Is there a lechachila to use it from the brook or not? According to the first lashon, yes. The only reason why the shalbah is good because of the ribui. But literally, G'delen al-Nar is l'chachila. According to the second lashon, what's the din? According to the second lashon, on equal footing. The only reason why it said Arve Nachal is to exclude what? To exclude Safsuf. So Lamaish is a big nafkemin on the dinah, and he points out that this brisa argues with the brisa later on, because the brisa later on, Alam Adal al-Pasal Sifsuf Midivri Kabbalah, from a Pasuk in Navi. Sifsuf, I don't know if you guys got up to it today. But the Gemara Apostle Sifsuf in the Medivri Kabbalah. From here it's a Psul Minatera. From here it's a Psul Minatera. We're passing Sifsuf. Okay. Continues the Rosh. Please get it. The Rosh says at Simon Yagimel, Lefi Rashi, there's an Indian Lechachil like Dani asked me to take an Arava that grows by a brook. What happens if it's not grown in a brook? It's grown by a field or it's grown by a mountain? It's Ksheri B'dievit. But he says, the Rosh says, I'm bothered by this. He said he never saw his Rebbeim. Who was the Rosh's Rebbe? We mentioned it the other day, yesterday. Yeah. Maharami Rutenberg, the tour is his son. The Maharami Rutenberg was his Rebbe, remember? Maharami was in prison, and he wanted to get his Rebbe out. He said, no way, I don't want to get out. But when he died, he redeemed his body and buried him in Kfuris Yisrael. You have to fight. You have to fight if you have relatives. I'm not saying that cause a machlaikis, but you got to at least fight respectively. If you have a non from Rav that's going to be cremated, a rachmana litzlan. Yidim are doing it more and more in America because it's cheaper. It's a rachmana litzlan to cremate the body. You must say it's not right. And if you have the means, you'll say you'll pay for it yourself. If you have the means, just say you'll pay for yourself. Cremation is not acceptable. Rachmana litzlan. You cannot have it done, Lamaisa. We are Banim Lamakum. Every person built in this world a Selim Elokim. But we're Banim Lamakum. It's no Isser for a Goy to be cremated, but it's an Isser for a Yid, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, as our Rebbe told us from the Ramban. Can you be an attorney for a non-Jew who wants to be cremated and set it all up? Yes. But for a Yid, no. For a Yid, no. A Yid needs Kfuris Yisrael. Do you know who passed away on Thursday, who was buried? Rav Geli Zatzal. The Rav of Broyer is a great guy. He taught me Maris. He taught me how to do Maris in Taras Mishpochet. Baruch Hashem, I was walking, paying a shiva call on Friday morning. I didn't have my car. I was in the shop. I was walking, and then one of the guys in the shul said, you know, Rav Geli. Rav Geli's Levi, he was buried in Clifton because Breuer's Beis HaKfaris is right by us in Clifton. So I was able to be at the Beis HaKfaris for Rav Geli, and they were mechabed me, they let me shovel. Mitzvah D'Yeraisa, to be koiver. Whenever you're at a Levi, it's a mitzvah D'Yeraisa to do kfurim, to do the shoveling. It's a mitzvah D'Yeraisa. There were many people there, Baruch Hashem, they gave me a schus to them. They mechabed me to do the shovel. It was a great going. When I first got married, he taught me how to do maris. Remember, we learned the din. Black, red, those are psulim. Brown are good, lamaisa. Whether it's a gris or not a gris, spot lamaisa. He was a great going. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in England, then he came over to the end of his life. He was a Rav in Breuer's over here. He used to wear a gray frock during the week, and on Shabbos, a black one. You know, with the long two buttons in the back. It's a great gun. May our learning be a malice neshama. Shir's dedicated to neshama. May us go to the highest points of Gan Eden. Okay. So the Rosh says, I never saw my Rebbeim makbid on this. Like Donnie was asking me. He never saw his Rebbeim. Hey, and ask, is this a rubber from a brook? Is it from a river? Near a river? He said he never saw any of his Rebbeim ever do this. The Rosh says, I believe strongly that Arve Nachal, Rov Gedulim, they grow on the river. Doesn't mean they have to what? Doesn't mean they have to be from the river. It happens to be most of them grow by the river. Minority is not a din, exactly. There's no real difference. There's no Lechachila D'Yeraisa. That's what the Rosh says. But the Kabbalist tomorrow wants to say, according to Rashi, the first Lashon there is. Minchas Chinuch has it as well. Okay? So let's get that. But the Rosh is very, very, he's never saw his Rebbeim be makben on it. Okay? Never saw his Rebbeim be makben on Aloch Lomais. Okay. Also, we should point out, Simi, the Rosh in that same Simon says, Sifsifo. What's the difference between the two drashas? How do you exclude Sifsifo? If it's because it grows on mountains, or is it because why it's round? Isn't that interesting? Why is it Sifsifo bad? You understand what I'm saying? Is it sifsifa bad because it grows on mountains? Or is it sifsifa bad because its leaves are what? Leaves are round. That's another way the Rush puts it. It's another nafkamina between the two Lashonas and the Brysa. Why is it sifsifa puzzle? Okay? Is it because, so Poshup Shad is because its leaves are round, because we just got to say the Rush of Maskana says even if it's in the mountains, it's fine. The only reason why it's a problem is because it's round. But Lamaisa, that's what you might want to say. Because if you hold that it's a psul Lamaisa, and that's the Chiddush Lamaisa. He wanted to say it Beferish. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine Lamaisa, but the Tzifzifa is possible. You see, no one's going to doubt the fact that a Tzifzifa has got to be round. The question is, Lamaisa, is it possible because it grew on the mountains? Once it's round, though, you follow me? Can't be just because it grew on the mountains. No one says growing in the mountains is Ma'akev, Lamaisa. That is Psula. It has to be, is it, once it's round, is it because it grew on the mountains or because it's just round itself? You follow me? Very important, don't make that mistake. No one says it's going to be possible. Lamaisa, if it grows on the mountains. That's definitely Bidi Evans, definitely kosher. Question is, Lamaisa, the Tzifzifa, it's round. Is it possible because it wasn't in the mountains now, or is it possible because it's round? Yes, Adam, go ahead.
Is the Rush saying by saying that he never saw any of his Rebbeim get from the actual river, does that mean that it's not necessarily a Lechachila?
No, he's saying he thinks he's saying there's no such Din Lechachila, correct. No problem at all, he says. The mountains are just as good as the what?
So it's not like one of the explanations of the Kabbalist Quran that says...
No, he's not going with that. He's trying to debunk that. Correct. He's trying to say, by the fact that that's what Matthew has been saying, by the fact he saw my rebellion and no one was mocked by it, he says, no problem at all. Just excluding the tzafsaf and that's all. Allah l'maisa. But the tzafsaf has to grow with the round leaves. Okay. All right, this brings us to the following. Okay. This brings us to the following. What do we do now about Abishol? Let's see the top Taisa Simi. Let's go. Let's focus, guys. Now we got to begin the social tire, Lamaisa, on the next tais is too. Before we do next tais, we do two taisim. Then we mean all shtickle turn on lachma moshe mashina. But get first to the first to get. Make sure we get everything clear. Go ahead, Simi. Let's go. Top tais is. Go ahead. Since Abishol learns out that one is for the lulav, one is for the mikdash, that we have arba minim for beis hamikdash. Go ahead, Ema. Then you should say you should have to walk around the shul with an arava, not just arba minim like we do on every day of sukkahs. Should be able to walk around the arava. The midi what? You read it rhetorically. The midi hektish ksiba kra. Does it say hektish at all in the pasuk? Doesn't say hektish at all in the pasuk. So if you deny Allah, if you deny Allah Moshe Mesinai, then there should be a universal din to walk around the what, the shulchan of the shul with the what, with an arava. And we know that's not true. It's the same midi mikdash ksiv b'krah mikdash based on mikdash. Mikdash doesn't say mikdash based on mikdash. Mikdash. I'm sorry if I said that. Mikdash based on mikdash. Okay, mikdash based on mikdash is the same thing. So Lamaisa, you see that what? You see the thinnest. Simi, come on, Simi, let's go. Let's go. I like all the Talmidim. So it doesn't bother me, Lamaisa. You're saying good, but I want you to Mikdash. I said Mikdash. If I said Hektish, I apologize. I want you to get this. Why is it that Abishol doesn't say anywhere in Shas, Simi, Tosis Kasha, that we should walk around the shul with the what? We should walk around the shulchan with our ravas. Why don't we have Abishol saying that? If he denies Halacha Moshe Mishinai, which limits only the Mikdash, he doesn't have the Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So Tosis blives by Kasha. That's Tosis Kasha. Everyone got it? So the Tosis Rosh gives the following answer. Avram, you got this down? Let's get it down. Tais HaRosh gives the following answer. Is you with me? What does the Tais HaRosh answer? Tais HaRosh says like this, that for Abishol, of course he has the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, but the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is not able to create a new din, that you have to walk around the shulchan of the shul with an arava. But once the Pasuk's Mechadish, that you have to do it based on Arvei Nachal, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai comes into play in what? And limits it to what? Only Mikdash. Meaning, and I want you to get this, Abishol says this particular Halacha Moshe Mesinai is, in his opinion, mispareshes. What is mispareshes? Hesber. It limits, excellent. It limits where we do walking around the shulchan. It limits it only to the mikdash. But can it be machadish and udin? No, it can't. The Chachamim say it can be machadish and udin. The Chachamim say, Arve Nachal tells me, achas l'luluv, one is for the Arve Minim, one is for walking around the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, why don't you get down on the board? This is what I want to be machadish. This is the chiddush I want you guys to get. Chiddush I want to suggest today is that there are two types of halacha l'moshe mesinai. Halacha l'moshe mesinai. Halacha l'moshe mesinai. Everyone got this? What are the two types? Mispareshes and mischadeshes. You got that? Is the halacha l'moshe mesinai being masbir, or is it creating a new din? So I want a title like this. I want to say, according to the Chachamim, it's mischadeshes, because it's mechadesh, a whole new din to walk around to the shulchan of the shul with an arava. Yes? To walk around the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdash, rather. Mizbeach. To walk around the Mizbeach with an arava. It's mischadeshes. What does Abishol say? Abishol said it's based on what? Mispareshes. I mean, they can't create the din. How do I know there's a din according to Abishol, Simi? Of Achas L'Mikdash. From Arvei Nacha. Yes? But how do I know it's limited to the Mikdash? Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is Mispareshes U'mitzamtzein Es Adin L'Mikdash. Avram, you got this? You hear what I'm writing? This is a fundamental machlaikis what? This is a fundamental machlaikis between what? Abishol and the Chachamim as to whether what the function of Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is doing here. Is it limiting or is it creating the din? You got me? That's what the Tais HaRosh is answering Taisus. So what I'm pointing out there, and I believe it's a fundamental machlokes here. What type of halacha l'moshe mesinai is being used here? Machlokes Abishol and Nechum, they both agree that Rav is the mikdash. Zachas l'halacha l'moshe mesinai. How did you get to that point? That's halacha l'moshe mesinai is for reshes or mischadeshes. Now you might tell me, Rabbi Lamai, nafkamina. Here there's no nafkamina. because it arrives at the same din. But I'm going to give you a nafkamina. I'm going to give you a nafkamina. Whether you hold Bischaresh or Bischaresh, I want you to get this. There is a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Is anyone familiar with the concept of the Orla B'chutz L'Arts? What is Orla? First 3 years of a fruit tree are usher. Fourth year, what do? It's Ravai. You bring the fruits up to Yishalayim, eat them there in Beis HaMikdash. Or what? You sell them if they're too heavy to schlep, sell them, redeem them out the coins, bring the coins up to Yishalayim and buy Karbonis there. Shlomo. Yes? How do you know there's a did Orla and Chutz L'Arts? Gemara Brachas, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Machloikis Amoraim, actually, Kedushin L'Amaches with the Rabbanon or the Raisa. We paskin the Raisa, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Orla and Chutz L'Arts, we paskin Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Done. You do it at a pear tree in your backyard, first 3 years off limits. Is there a din ravai? Is there a din ravai in Chutz L'Arts or not? We paskin L'Chumra, yes. We paskin, yes. But it's a machloikis the Rambam and the Gaonim as to whether there's ravai in Chutz L'Arts. Machloikis the Rambam and the Gaonim. Okay? Machloikis the Rambam and the Gaonim. We can find it. Nechos Macholas Asuras. Says, Beferus, so Machloikis the Rambam and the Gaonim, whether there's ravai in Chutz L'Arts. Okay? Let me ask you, what does it depend upon? What does it depend upon? Get it down. This Shiloh. If you hold what? Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is mispareshes. You plug it back into the Pasuk and Chumash. The Pasuk and Chumash has 3 years in Eretz Yisrael Orla, has a piggyback year of Ravai. So therefore what? Chutz L'Arts is plugged in right based on that. So just like Chutz L'Arts has Orla, it also has Ravai. It's mispareshes. But if you hold that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Orla Chutz L'Arts is mischadeshes, it's a new category. It only has the first 3 years. It does not have Ravai. You got it? This is the way Reb Chaim is Mazbe the Machloikis, the Rambam and the Gaonim. Again, if you hold Mispareshes, Ravai B'Chutz L'Arts. If you hold Mischadeshes, Ravai Ein B'Chutz L'Arts. Another nafkamin is, will you be loken? Will you be loken? Nafkamina also, are you loke or not? Let's say eating orange or a pair of Chutz L'Arts of Orla. Will you be loke or not? Normally never given Malkus for Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. But if you plug it back in the Pasuk, then it's like Eretz Yisrael. So if you're loke, it's Mispareshes. If it's what? Ain't no loke, then what is it? Mischadeshes, correct. Because you're never given punishment for Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Who points this Hezbra? Reb Chaim. The Rav's grandfather. Isn't that a beautiful Hesper? So in this particular situation, it might not be a nafkamina by us, whether it's Mischadeshes or Mispareshes, but it does over there, two nafkaminas. So if I ask you, Lomais, and this is what I want to time it, is this concept of a Rav of B'mikdash, is that Halacha L'Moshe Mispareshes? For Navashol it is. It's limited only to Mikdash. According to the Chum, it's Mischadesh, Mechadesh, Holdin. Yes, what do you say, Adam, go ahead.
Is it a machlokes whether Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai has the ability to be mischadeshes, or everyone agrees that it does, it's just in certain cases?
Well, in this situation, the way I think the best to formulate it is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Orla Chutz L'Arts mischadeshes or mispareshes? Which one is it?
But everyone agrees that it has the ability, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai has the
That's a good question. You're asking a great kasha. I don't know. But I just, all I know is the evidence here is that they're arguing what the nature of Orla and Chutz L'Arts, what type of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is it, and that leads you to whether it's Ravai and Chutz L'Arts or whether you're Loka and Orla and Chutz L'Arts. Here, I'm using that same topology to be Mazv with the Machlaikis, Abishol and the Chum as to what the Mucker is. You follow what I'm saying? So, I don't know whether they're saying that the other one doesn't exist, but I do know they're arguing on this particular up. But it's a great Kasha. Now, where is this Rambam? If I could find it quickly, that yes. If not, we'll find it, Blinetta, for tomorrow. I believe it's in Pirik Yud, in Hilchos Macholas Asuras, where the Rambam quotes the Gaonim. Yes, Baruch Hashem, we found it. Please get it down. Pirik Yud, Alocha Tetvav. Yerayali, She'ein Din Net Ravai Noig B'Chutz L'Arts. Let's write it down. That's why I didn't write it on the board. The Rambam says, Mischadeshes.
Yeroi Ali.
The Rambam is here. And the Gonin are one. Okay? Rambam versus the Gonin. Yeroi Ali, the Rambam says, I hold the Gonin are wrong. Baruch Hashem, we found the halacha. And this is a famous Reb Chaim that I want you to know. And that's the Chiddush I want you to say. He says, the whole room mixes Gonin at the end. Shekirim Ravai, Levot Aponimus, Mechutzarots. He's very vehement about it. He says he thinks the Gonim are flat out wrong. What do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? We're machmer. That means if you have a fruit tree, guys, in your backyard, you cannot partake of the fruit until the fifth year. There's an issue of 3 years Orla, fourth year Ravai, and fifth year it's only Mutter. So you got to keep make sure what track, what life of the year the tree is. Okay? Oh, excellent, Dr. Dreisinger, Baruch Hashem. Dr. Jaiser points out beautifully. Normally we have a cloud of Suffolk Dereisa L'chumrah. Thank you very much, Dr. Jaiser. However, Dr. Jaiser points out in that same Gemara of Brachas, B'daf Lamed Hey, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Suffolk or L'chutzlars is mutter. Excellent. Suffolk or L'chutzlars is mutter. I want you to know that then. Suffolk or L'chutzlars is mutter. So the Ron says, what's going on? Suffolk D'Oraisa is normally what? Normally L'chumra. So this highlights that what? What do you think this goes best with? This probably shows Mischadesh is more, but I mean, even if you own Mispareshes, you're going to have to say it's an exception to the rule. You follow what I'm saying? It works much better with Mischadeshes. But even if you own Mispareshes, a new din. I want you to know this. That's why I hope you guys said the bruch on the flowers. Remember I announced to do that? You have to do it in Nissan. So Rabbi Kivega says, what happens if the flowers are orla? You cannot say a bracha on there. But if it's a sovik orla, then you have what Dr. Jaisinger said, it's mutter.
There are no flowers this year.
The bracha in Lanos. The blossom, sure there was. The fruit tree, there. I don't know. The one I said, the blossoming. The blossoming. Mm-hmm. Some say it's makiv if you don't say it in Elul. Okay, we got this? Not Elul, Nissen. Nissen. My bracha daf ben gimel mez. Ha-mandelab will be Nissen. Does it say Nissen? Or it says spring? What's the lashon of Gemara? But the post would say that Nissan should be Makin. What's the lashon of Gemara there? You remember? What does it say there, Izzy? Does it say Nissan? I'm on the Balav Labit. Lashon of Gemara, Mem Gimel Mem Beis. In Brachas, the lashon of the Gemara, let's see if we can find it quick. Because we got to get going, Viter. It says like this. It says, I'm reviewed a high man, the Nafik, Biyome Nissan. Maybe Yom Nissan, you could say it means spring. Yom Nissan. But it does say Nissan. Okay. What do you say? It doesn't say Chodesh. Okay, could be. All right, interesting. All right, everyone's on the ball. All right, let's go. Next Taisus Avram. So please get that Machlaikis. I'm sorry, Simi. Next Taisus. Please get this Machlaikis, the topology, whether it's a Lacha Moshmim Sechadeshis or Mispareshis. That's what we want to point out is the Machlaikis between Abishol and the Chum. Is there a Nafkamin here? No Nafkamin. But Lamaz Nafkamin over there by what? Ram and the Goyim. Okay. Let's go next Taisus, Simi. You're doing a great job. Let's go.
Rabbanu L'Mikdash Minolu.
Yes, Rabbanu L'Mikdash Minolu. Go ahead. What do you say? Well, yeah, so he says, Hachanamino. Rabbanu L'Mikdash Minolu. Hachanami Matzah L'Boy L'Abishol. The what? Abishol requires what? Arvei Nacha for what? Achas lululav, one is for the Arvei Minim, one is for the Mikdash. So how do you know Har Baal is good? How do you know in the mountains is good? He's used up already. Go ahead. It's a great kasha. Shel Baal v'shel Har Min Olay. That's what Taz is asking. Gemara could ask that kasha.
Shem Aleis Lay.
Maybe in a Haram they hold it's not kosher. That according to Avishol, if you get it from the what? If you get it from the Baal, the Harim, it's not kosher. What's the only one that's kosher, according to Abishol? If it grows by the brook, by the river. Exactly. It's used up already. Go ahead, that's one Kiddush. Go ahead, now he says another Kiddush of Abishol. The Gemara has an Omid Beis, I don't know if you got up to it. How do you know you have to have two Aravas? Arve. It's already used up. Arve means two. So when you use one, you're done with the others. That means you can't learn out what? Harim Agvo, so what does he say? Abishol also what? Who holds like who? Ella Savar? Wow, he holds a Rabbi Akiva. Go ahead in the Mishnah over there. Tomar. Wow. He holds in a Hanami, all you have is one Hadas and one Arava. Because he already used up Arava to tell me what? What did he use up Arava to tell me? Achas Lulav, Achas Lemikdash. So therefore all you need is one. Amazing. Go ahead. Ain what?
Ain
halacha Rabbi Akiva. So halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, like we learn later on. The Gemara says, Amr Shul Lachas Rabbi Tarfin. And that even if you have three plucked, Adasim and Shkshayra.
Rabbi, didn't we say by Basukos, that you could use the Parsha Pshat for, that it's plural, that it's between two things, but you could also use it, that you need two?
Yeah, but here it says Arve. Arve, the two drushes. Arve. Two. What are the two Aravas?
What is the Parsha Pshat of Arve?
Arve is double. One is from Lulav, one is from Mikdas. It's used up.
No,
but you can't use Pshuta Shomikra. Can't use Pshuta Shomikra. Because that was to introduce a topic, the walls. That was introduced a topic. Here's Lamaisa. You want us to introduce the topic, but it doesn't mean two. So we see the halachas, but the halachas is you need three adas and two aravas. We don't pass like a kiva one and one. And therefore, we see that what? That if we're darish the halacha of what arvin achla shte aravas, then what? Lefize. We read on Lefize.
Lefize.
Sorry, Lizar
Shulabitol Arava Lelula.
Elim Kane. This is amazing now. This is what Donnie was asking me before. Is the Tosfos wants in Mechadesh that if you don't take it from the river, it might be Psula. Because if you, Lamaisa, hold the way we hold, that we don't accept like what? We don't accept what? We don't accept Rabbi Kiva that it's one Hadas, one Arava. We make a drusha, Arve means what? What does Arve mean? Arve means two. Therefore, it's used up already. It doesn't tell me that what Baal and Sud is good. There's no Makover telling me it's good. You have to, Dafke, get it from the river. Arve Nachal, done. Tutul Shomikra, like Simi said. So since we paskin against Rabbi Kiva, it could very well be, says Tysus, you better get it from a brook. Go ahead. Do what? Dishtay what?
Dishtay drushos low.
You don't make two drushes from Arave. Kidid Arshinon?
Kidid Arshinon, but come on.
Ukid Arshinon?
Ukid Arshinon.
It's either here or there. Make up your mind. You either like Abishol that holds what? Achas Alul, Achas Lumikdash. Or you hold that includes Baal, Harim, the Baal and Harim. Or you say it means two. There are three possible drushes from Arve Nachal. What are the three possible drushes from Arve Nachal? Donnie, let's get them down. What are the three possible drushes that Tanoim do? Right. From Arve Nachal. Arve Nachal. One is, you have to say two Aravas. Shtei Aravas. Number two, Nachal O Sada Baal Ohar. Right, that's all considered to be like one thing. What's the last one? Achas Lululav. Bachas Lemikdash. Correct. Make up your mind, guys, says Tysus, because you can only do one and that's it. So how do we paskin, guys? We paskin this one. That means two and three better not be done. You better not get it from a stay up our heart, and you, halacha lemaisa, the only reason why we know Lemikdash is from halacha lemaisa b'sinai. Done. That's Tysus takes this really seriously. Like no jokes.
Why can't you just say three and number one?
What did you say?
I hear you say number three or number two, and I thought it was Moshe Sinai number one.
What do you mean? We take two Adasim. We take two Aravas.
The reason we know that is because I thought Moshe Sinai.
No. Arve Nachos, two, literally. Arve, plural. Gemara says that on base. Nothing to do with Moshe Sinai. Lach Moshe is only in the Mikdash. That's the Skiddush. Go ahead, finish it up. The Kol what? How do you know you don't make two drushes? The Hani Tanoi. You look in the Torah's Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halach HaTzevi Yikra, all these shitas are presented there. Either you hold this one, or this one, or this one, or this one. They're mutually exclusive. Exactly. Either Doris Baal is okay, or you're the Doris, so you need two Aravas. They're mutually exclusive. Make up your mind.
What is that drasha?
What'd you say?
What is that drasha? It's a Pashup Shah.
Okay, but we view it as usage of it. Arve, Lashon Rabbin. I'll tell you why, because it could have been 80. How do you know it's 2? Maybe it's 80. No, the Torah Shabbat Peh also is hitting a chord there. It's also Torah Shabbat Peh. Do you cop what I'm saying? No. Arve could have been 80. How do you know it means two? The Torah Shabbat Pel tells you it's
when
two.
When does it say Rayot ever mean 80?
Well, Rabim could mean anything more than two.
But never means 80. So.
I understand, but I'm just saying, how do you know it's Dafka two? Maybe it's three. Maybe it's four. So the Torah Shabbat Pel also is incorporated with this. So this is the Chiddush we want to suggest. Please get this, guys. Amazing Tosis, collector's item. That you must get it from the brook if you hold like who? Or if you hold like who? Like we do, the Chumna, you do too. This Tosis is saying no matter what, you need it from the brook. Even if you hold like us, because we hold too. So that means we don't hold the other drushes. So this Tosis, you better get down, Lamaisa. Unlike the Minchas Sinach, unlike the Rosh, this Tosis is saying a collector's item, and he is saying that it's Taka Ma'akev, Halach Lamaisa. Tremendous, tremendous Chiddush, what this Tosis is Mechadish. Against the Rosh. The Rosh says both the Tanakhama have a show hold. Of course, Lamaisa, for Baal Vaharim, you don't need a Pasuk. Arve Nachal just means the Min. If it doesn't grow on the brick, it's Kosher. What's the Ron's Raya? What's the Ron's Raya? Because there are many things you learn out from the word Aravi, Arve. The Gemara says Shem Lavoy. Aravi that has a Shem Lavoy is Ksher because it says Arve. So Lamaisa, it's all different types of Aravi in the Ron quotes. So beautiful Raya. So please get that down. The Rosh and the Ron say it's okay. Tosis has a tremendous Chiddush. And he says not that way. He says that it has to come from the brook, Halach L'maisa. Both Abishol and the Chacham L'maisa hold this Halach L'maisa. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Even though the Mishnah says it's kosher, I don't care. It's a machloikis. Even though the Mishnah presents that it's kosher, that's a machloikis L'maisa. It depends whether you take one or two. If you take two, that's gonna you're going to be possible Halach L'maisa. Yes, Yonatan, what do you say? Yes.
It also says, Haidadashi Rabbanan Rekhman. Isn't that Shiva Rishon? So I say it's the Rabbanan.
No, he just means, you know, the Tanoim. The Tanoim later on make the Drasha, which we observe, which we hold them. That means two. It's a good Kasha, but it means that, like, the Rabbanan in general, the Maisa, made this what? Made this Drasha. You're saying the fact that it says what? The Kaman, the Maisa?
And he says it's the Shiva Rabbanan.
What do you mean? He says, "Kedarshin lekaman." Which one? You mean in the beginning of the Taisus?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rabbanan Lamaisa. Yeah, it means the Tanoi. It means the Tanoi. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so that's the Chiddush I want you to get. Please get this. Tremendous Chiddush. Again, the Taisus Lamaisa is saying a tremendous Chiddush that he believes Lamaisa that Abishol will need a brook, and not just Abishol. Not just Abishol, but even who? Even what? Even the Chachamim will agree that you're going to have to what? You're going to have to, they don't hold like the Drasha. Abishol doesn't hold like the Drasha later on. He requires that Pasuk. So it's also to take El Anachal. And I'm suggesting the Maisa more than that, like the Taisis, that since we hold like the Chachamim, you need two, can't learn out anything else from there, and therefore you're finished. So that's a tremendous Kiddush. The Rosh does not accept it, and the Ron either does not accept it as well. Even if a shame lavoy is ksheris, so therefore we're going to say that's good halach lamaisa. Okay, all right, we got that. All right, now let's get to the following. You ready, Simi? Let's get to the following. We got to finish up. The Kapus Tamorim points out the following chiddush. Says the Kapus Tamorim, he says that according to those who hold that you walk around the mizbeach and your hands are rava. Where's the Gemara? Daf Mem Gimel and Mebez and Sukkah. Get it down. According to the ones who say you walk around with the Arava, Rashi says that they used to walk around with the Arava. But what happens to those who say you used to walk around with a Luluf? What do you say? That's the Halacha. They used to walk around with a Luluf. Lamaisi. You know they used to walk around with a Luluf. But if you say you walk around with a Arava, what's the Pshat? What does it mean with a Luluf? Pashup Pshat, they walked around with a Luluf. Does it mean the Arba Minim? Does it mean just the Luluf itself? Did anyone learn that in Bekiyas and Mem Gimel and Beis? They used to walk around the Mizbech just with the Arava or with the Lulav. When it says the Lulav, did it mean all the Arba Minim or just the Lulav? You get the impression it just meant the Lulav, no? So if you hold Lamaisa that they walked around with an Arava, it's fine. But what do you do according to my number? It says Lulav. So I want you to get this. So Rashi here means that they were Zokif Arava Saviv the Mizbech. Okay? Meaning Rashi, Kavanas Rashi, if you hold it, they walked around with the Lulav. Rashi says they were Zoykif Arava. What does Zoykif Arava mean? They would stand it up. No. Even, and there's two shittas. They walk around with a rubber, walk around a lulav. The man that they walk around a lulav, they still put the arava, stand it up horizontally around the mizbeach. So that's what you'll have to say that it means, halakha l'maisa. Okay, the Aruch HaNir though argues. He says, Rashi is their makif the mizbeach balicha with the arava, even according to the one who holds lulav. Oh, so if you hold lulav, they did all the arba minim. They used to take the arava with them. They used to take the arava with them, and then after they walk around with the lulav and the arava, they put the aravas down next to the mizbeach. Amazing. So he wants to say they would walk around, the Ma'amar says they walk around with lulav, but also hold the arava, and then they would put the arava down. So therefore, let's plug it in. If you say they walked around only with the arava, it's good. But if you say they walked around with lulav, what do? So either you say the Ma'amar that they put the aravas down by there, or you could say maybe they walked around with the lulav and the arava, but after they walked around with both, they put the arava down. That's the Pshat L'maisa you could suggest. Pshat L'maisa in the Gemara, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? So this is the Halacha L'Moshe Messina that we have here now by the Din of Arava. Okay? Now, what is this Halacha L'Moshe Messina by Arava? L'akivitz HaMizbech by Arava. Yes? L'akivitz HaMizbech by Arava. You got me? What's the nature of this Halacha L'Moshe Messina? What do you say? What is the nature of this halacha l'moshe m'sina? It says arava and nisuch ha'mayim also, and the saplings, the 10 saplings, 50 by 50. You have a heter to do it up to Rosh Hashanah. Beats out the din of Tosefes Shis. We'll talk about Tosefes tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. But what does it mean arava and nisuch ha'mayim? What does it mean arava and nisuch ha'mayim? So arava is to walk around in his mizbeach by arava. What do you think the nature of that is? Is it halacha l'moshe m'sina mischateshes or mispareshes? So I'll tell you, if you guys recall, what did we say about a stolen Hoshana? If you stole the Hoshana, this guy didn't pay the money on the plate, and he took the things to beat it, what's the din? It was stolen, we said.
It doesn't work on Seventh Day,
but Hoshana Rab, if you stole the Hoshana, we said it was what? Psula, remember? You stole his Psula. Now, doesn't that contradict the Mechaber from the second day on? The Arba Minim are fine if it's stolen? But what do we say is unique about Hoshana Rab? It's a what? Yeah, but because it's a what? What does it generate?
Ritsui.
Excellent. Since it generates Ritsui, what does that mean? It's a special appeasement to you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you say? I would say it's Halacha L'Moshe M'sina Mispareshes. Because it's what? It's branched off from the first day, which is Ritsui. Yes? It's not Mischadesh. It's branched out. It branches the Ritsui from the first day. It's modeled after the first day. So therefore, if there's Ritsui, L'Moshe, you're going to say Mitzvah Baba Aveira. It's a special din. From the second day on. So therefore, Nisuch HaMayim, so therefore, Arava is Halacha L'Moshe Mispareshes, because it's Ritzui. What do you say about Nisuch HaMayim? Nisuch HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, Pashup Shah. It is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So that Lechura, what do you say about that? What do you say about that? So is it what? Do we do Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai all the days of Sukkot? Yes. Nisuch HaMayim is done all the days of Sukkot. Yeah? How do you know it's done the first day? Minisko. Miniskeim. How do you know it's done the sixth day? Unisacha. The Kabbalah is Kemishpat. So you see, Beferish, then anytime there's more of the letters of Mem, Yud, Mem, which spell out water, then Nisuch HaMayim is Bechag. So you get the impression that Nisuch HaMayim also is considered to be Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, but it's also building off something. Also seems to be Mispareshes, not just Mischadeshes. Seems to be building off something in the Chiddush. That's what this Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is telling me. Seems to also be building up this particular din. Now, L'maisa, let's close with this. Okay, please get it. We said there are three what? We said there's a three Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinais that we have here, this particular din. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinais from Torah Shebaal Peh. The Karaites did not believe in it. And that's why it's so important, these dinim of what Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Gemara has a comment in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, in Sukkah and Davov, in Ervin and Dafei. I'm sorry, Sukkah Dafei and Ervin Davov. Shirin Mechitzitzin Mechitzin Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That there are certain things that are mamish Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Does anyone know the expression that's used when the Gemara wants to know Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Gemiri. What does Gemiri mean? We have a Masorah Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Gemiri. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. I want to close with the following steer in Rashi. There's an isser for someone to sit in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash, not from the Davidic dynasty. Ein yeshiva l'azara el ha-machas beis David bilvah. You can only sit in the azara if you're from the machas beis David. If you have that royal line. You're not allowed to sit there unless you're from machas beis David. You're not allowed to sit. How are the Kohanim able to sit when they eat the korbanos? L'moshcha b'em. Kedera shem alachim also. It's a special din l'moshcha. They have a special head to eat the korbanos like royalty. But besides that, there's an isser. Is that isser the yoraisa of the rabbanon? Rashi in one place says it's alachim l'moshim Sinai. In another place he says the rabbanon. One time he says alachim l'moshim Sinai, and another time he says the rabbanon. So whenever you see alachim l'moshim Sinai, you got to think to yourself, what is the nature of this alachim? Is it mischaresh or misparashis? And our Ravan, these three that are listed, the Esrenetiyas, that we're going to have to see also, what's the Esrenetiyas? The 10 saplings, you're allowed to plant all the way, because why? What's the reason why they allowed that heter? Because they're so saturated, they're one next to one another, 10 saplings within 50 yams, they need to be watered. You can't have a dinto seven shvis. So the Halacha Moshe Messina is usually, and this is what I want you to get down, Halacha Moshe Messina is usually lakulim. All the cases we saw in the beginning there, chisels it down, remember? Chisels it down to 3 to 2 in a tefach. Whenever you have a lachal shem mishum Sinai, many times it's what? It's lakula. Many times it's lakula, a lachal maisa. But it's not always lakula. It might also be what? It might also be lachumra. Look at Orlin Chutzlarts. Orlin Chutzlarts is what? It's creating a new din. That's lachumra. One last nafkamina between Misparashas, Bichadashas, and then with Davin Mincha. Orla has to be burnt. Did you know that? Orla and Eretz Yisrael, fruit of Orla has to be burnt. Mishnah Tzmur, Daf Lamed, Gimel and Beis. What about Orla and Chutzlarts? Does Orla and Chutzlarts have to be burnt or not? Is it enough to just throw it out? If it's Mischadashas, what do you say? What do you say, guys? If it's Mischadashas, what do you say?
No.
It has to be what? No. Lotzerik Sreifah. Lo tzarich sreifa. But if what? If it's misparashis, just like Eretz Yisrael oil has to be burnt, so to what? So to oil and chutzlars has to be burnt as well. Halach lamais. Okay? Has to be burnt as well. So you see, this is a prevalent din. Tomorrow we have to go vayt and see the concept of Tosefes Shvis. Tosefes in general. Okay, let's stop mincha for mincha. Okay? Tani, you down for the yomim? Okay, let's go. Let's begin.
There's
two pieces of pizza. I'll take one box home, okay? The other box you guys can divide, all right? And the drinks, the water. Water, I love water. I'll take one of the waters here. Thank you. Leave it back in the mokum. It might be brief. Have a good day. Asher Shivitach, Yom Chassam.